Hello, Chicago, and welcome to the Talk Theater in Chicago News podcast. I'm your host, Dustin Moat, bringing you the theater news for the week of June 23rd, 2008. Broadway in Chicago has announced the premiere of Spring Awakening. The eight-time 2007 Tony Award-winning musical will play for a limited engagement in Chicago next summer, August 4th through the 16th. Audiences can get a free taste of the production when cast members perform on Monday, June 30th during the Taste of Chicago Festival. Based on an 1891 Frank Wedekind play, Spring Awakening tells the timeless story of teenage self-discovery as seen through the eyes of three teenagers. Tickets are now available to groups. The individual pricing of tickets and release dates will be announced at a later time. Stay tuned to the Chicago Theater News podcast for more information. Victory Gardens Theater has announced the six plays selected for the summer festival, Ignition, Emerging Writers of Color. The festival introduces new writers and jump-starts future productions of the winning plays around the country. The plays were selected out of 120 submissions from throughout the U.S. and internationally, and the six chosen for Ignition are The Imagined Man by Christopher DePaula, A Better Babylon by Michael Liu, The Elaborate Entrance of Chad Deity by Christopher Diaz, Bathing Van Gogh by Brian Tucker, Year Zero by Michael Galamko, and Fatty's Last Dance by France Luce Benson. To purchase tickets for the Ignition Festival, which runs this August 7th through the 10th at the Victory Gardens Biograph Theater, click on over to victorygardens.org. Again, that's victorygardens.org. Time for some theater tidbits. Theater Oobleck's The Strangerer will be the latest Chicago show heading out to the Big Apple. The show, which is currently running to rave reviews at the Chopin Theater through this June 29th, will be opening again on July 9th for a run at the Barrow Street Theater in New York. The Strangerer is part political satire, part classical drama, and part contemporary debate. The House Theater of Chicago has announced that they will be adding six new company members, including Debbie Bear, Cliff Chamberlain, Lee Keenan, Chad Kenward, Kat McDonnell, and Joey Stakely. The House now has a total of 34 highly skilled artists. Writers Theater has announced additional dates for James Goldman's The Lion and Winter due to record ticket sales. The production will now run through this August 10th at the Writers Theater in Glencoe, and this is the second show this season to be extended to high demand. Congratulations, Writers Theater. Steph Tovar has announced the launch of the Route 66 Theater Company. Its mission is to bridge the 2,448 miles of cultural divide along the historic U.S. highway. The Route 66 Theater Company's first production will be the Chicago premiere of On an Average Day, co-produced with the Versus Theater Company of Los Angeles. The show will open on August 2nd at the Victory Gardens Greenhouse Theater upstairs main stage. On an Average Day first premiered in London back in 2002. It's a black comedy and psychological drama about two estranged brothers. For tickets and more information, visit Route66Theater.org or check out Talk Theater in Chicago's Coming Soon section. Thank you for listening to the Talk Theater in Chicago News podcast. Remember, you can find us here every Monday with more news ready for you to enjoy. So, until next Monday, that is the theater news from Talk Theater in Chicago, and I'm your host, Dustin Moat.